Hi, this is Dr. Mohammed Said, dictating medical report patient. First name is Elena, E-L-E-N-A. Last name is Forlius, F-O-U-R-I. Correction, Forlius, F-O-U-R-L-I-O-S. Date of birth is 09-03-1952. Period examination date is 10-30-2025. Period next time, chief complaint, colon. Patient came today with a chief complaint of fatigue, comma, snoring, comma, weight gain, comma, right trapezius pain, comma, shortness of breath, and follow for atrial fibrillation and diagnostic correction, diastolic heart failure. Period next line, subject to colon. Patient stated that she was having a snoring on and off, and she's fatigued in the daytime. Patient has seen pulmonologist in the past. Also, patient gained weight for the last couple of weeks, and she is advised on low-carb diet and start doing stretching exercises. Period. Next line, patient also complained of right trapezius pain, and the pain level is 4 or 5 upon exertion and relief after resting. And patient is taking over-the-counter medication with some relief. However, patient is advised to apply a heating pad, which has helped her in the past. Here, next line. The patient also has shortness of breath, and it is usually when she gains weight. She does not have any palpitation or chest pain, and patient is advised on low-carb diet. Period. Next line. Tibial system, colon, patient denied. Headache, comma, dizziness, comma, delusion, comma, cough, comma, chest pain, comma, nausea, comma, vomiting, comma, diarrhea, comma, leg swelling or calf swelling, or focal weakness. Period. Next line. Past medical history is significant for atrial fibrillation, and she's on Eliquis 5 milligram tablet, one tablet per month daily. Next line. Patient is also on Cardizem, 300 milligram tablet slowly once a day. Commonly, Sonopril 20 milligram tablet, one tablet twice a day. Comma, Metoprolol 50 milligram tablets, one a day. And Chlorthalidone 25 milligram once a day as needed, along with low salt diet. The next time, patient has a history of vitamin D deficiency, and she is on vitamin D3 supplement, 5,000 units in daily period. Next time, patient has a history of diabetes, and she is on metformin, 500 milligram tablet once a day. Correction, patient has a history of pre-diabetes, and she is on metformin, 500 milligram once a day, along with low-carb diet. Your next line. Objective. HEENT examination is unremarkable. The next line, like it's supple, without any thyroid enlargement or bruise. The next line, heart examination, there's normal heart sounds without any murmur. The next line, lungs are clear bilaterally without any wheezing. The next line, abdomen is obese without any tenderness and bowels are active. The next line, extremities, there's no cap tenderness or edema, tremors. The next line, the musculoskeletal examination reveals a tenderness of the right trapezius muscle, and there is no deformity noted or redness. Period. Next line. The patient is stable now from atrial fibrillation point of view, and she has an appointment with cardiologist. Period. Next line. Patient's shortness of breath is much less now, and she has a follow-up with cardiologist. Period. Next line. Had a long discussion with the patient regarding treatment plan, and all her questions are answered to her satisfaction. She realized full understanding. Period. Next patient, same patient, Elena Forlius. Date of birth is 09-03-1952. Period examination date is 09-29-2025. Period. Next line. Chief complaint, colon. Patient came to the with a chief complaint of leg swelling. Period. Next line. Subject to colon. Patient says that she has been non-compliant on the diet and has a trace of pleural edema bilaterally. She does not have any shortness of breath or chest pain. Period. Next line, review system, colon, patient denied. Headache, comma, dizziness, comma, fever, comma, chills, comma, palpitation, comma, nausea, comma, vomiting, comma, leg, comma, calf swelling, comma, focal weakness of the upper lower extremities, the next line, objective colon, heart examination has normal heart sounds without any murmur, the next line, lungs are clear, bilateral without any wheezing, the next line, abdomen is obese and not non-tender, and pulses are active, the next line, extremities has trace of pleural edema without any redness or calf swelling, period. Next patient, same patient, Elena Folius. Date of birth is 09-03-1952. Period examination date is 09-18-2025. Period next line. Chief complaint, colon patient came today with a chief complaint of palpitation, comma, snoring, comma, poor sleep, comma, laboratory test showing pre-diabetes and fall of her pulmonary fibrosis and heart failure. Period next line, subject to colon. Patient stated that she had the palpitation on and off, and she described no significant chest pain. And patient was seen by cardiologist in the past, and have a follow-up appointment period. The next line patient is also having loss of sleep and with a history of snoring. Patient was seen by pulmonologist and sleep test was ordered period. Patient meantime does not have any fever or chills. Next line, patient has a recent blood test and shows pre-diabetes and is going to be on low-carb diet. Also, patient will be taking blood sugar every day and keeping log. And patient will be on a strict low-carb diet period. Patient was also had a chest x-ray recently and showed signs of pulmonary fibrosis, and she has appointment with pulmonologist. Period. Next line, review of system, colon, patient denied. Dizziness, comma, fever, headache, comma, fever, comma, chills, comma, chest pain, comma, nausea, comma, vomiting, comma, leg swelling or calf swelling, comma, tremors, comma, focal weakness of the upper lower extremities. Here, next line. Past medical history is significant for chronic bronchitis, and she is on albuterol inhaler 2 puffs 4 times a day as needed. Here, next line. Patient has history of congestive heart failure, and she is on chlorthalidone 25 milligram tablet, 1 tablet a day for leg swelling. Period. Next line, patient has a history of hypertension, and she is on cardizem 300 milligram tablet once a day, and nasalopril 20 milligram tablets, 1 tablet twice a day along with low salt diet. Period. Next line, patient has a history of constipation, she is on Senna plus Ducoset 8.6 plus 50 milligram tablet, 1 tablet daily, along with high fiber diet. Next line patient has a history of gastritis, and she is on omeprazole 20 milligram tablet once a day. Here, next line. Objective. HEENT examination is unremarkable. Here, next line. Neck is supple without any raised JVP. Here, next line. Heart examination has normal heart sounds without any murmur. The next line, lungs are clear, bilateral without any reason. The next line, abdomen is soft and obese, without any tenderness, and pulses are active. The next line, extremities has no calf tenderness or edema or tremors. The next line, neurological examination is intact, and patient is ambulatory with slow pace. The Next patient, same patient, Elena, last name 4 years, date of birth is 09/03/1952, year examination date is 08/14/2025. Next time, chief complaint, colon, patient came today for annual physical exam and also complaining of left knee pain, comma, and diabetes with high fasting blood glucose, and follow up for hypertension. Your next line, subject to colon. Patient stated that that she has left knee pain for last 2 weeks and is progressively getting worse. Patient has used cold and heat pad with some relief. Period. Patient's left knee pain level is 5 or 6, and it is relieved after resting. Patient denied any fall or injury to the left knee. Period. Next line. Patient also stated that her fasting blood glucose is ranging from 140 to 160 milligram per day. Patient had a similar episode last year, and she did well on very low carb diet. The patient is advised to start low carb diet and also to start stretching exercises. Period. Next line. Patient also came today as a follow-up for chronic medical condition, the hypertension, and she is she needs a refill on clothalidone 25 milligram tablet once a day for as needed for leg swelling. Period. Next line. Review of system, colon, patient denied headache, comma, dizziness, comma, delusion, comma, ear pain, comma, cough, comma, fever, comma, chills, comma, chest pain, comma, shortness of breath, comma, nausea, comma, vomiting, comma, leg swelling or calf swelling, comma, tremors, comma, vocal weakness of the upper lower extremities, or loss of consciousness. Period. Next line. Past medical history is significant for chronic bronchitis, and she is on albuterol, inhaler 2 or 4 times a day as needed, comma. Period. Next line. Patient has history of congestive heart failure, and she is on clothalidone 25 milligram tablet once a day as needed for leg swelling. Period. Next line. Patient has a history of vitamin D deficiency, and she is on vitamin D3 supplement 5,000 units once a day. Period. Next line. Patient has a history of hypertension, and she is on diltiazem 300 milligram tablet once a day, common lisinopril 20 milligram tablet, one tablet twice a day, along with low salt diet. Period. Next line. Patient has a history of nasal congestion, and she is on fluticasone nasal spray 50 microgram, comma, one puff each nostril once a day. Period. Next line. Patient has a history of numbness and tingling, and she is on gabapentin 800 milligram tablet, one tablet 3 times a day. A correction. Patient has a history of chronic back pain, and she is on gabapentin 800 milligram tablet, one tablet 3 times a day for pain management as per the specialist. Period. Next line. Patient has a history of gastritis, and she is on omeprazole 20 milligram tablet, one tablet daily. Period. Next line. Patient has a history of constipation. She is on Sena plus Dupuset 8.6 plus 15 milligram tablet, one tablet daily, along with fiber, high fiber diet. Period. Next line. Recent surgical history. None. Period. Family history. Sister has lung cancer. Period. Next line. Preventive care is reviewed and discussed in detail. Patient is going to have bilateral mammogram. Now her vaccinations are up to date. Period. Next line. Patient history. Patient is married, lives with her husband, and she quit smoking 5 months ago. Period. Patient is currently not working, and her exercise is mostly stretching. Period. Next line. Obstructive colon. HEENT examination. Unremarkable, the next line neck is supple, without any thyroid enlargement or JVP raised. Correction of raised JVP, the next line. Chest is symmetrical without any deformity, the next line heart examination. There's normal heart function without any murmur, the next line lungs are clear, bilateral. Without any wheezing, the next line lungs are clear. Correction of abdomen is obese and non-tender, the genital examination is unremarkable. Correction extremities has no calf tenderness or pilled edema. And neurological examination intact and patient is able to ambulate without any assistance. Period. Next line, left knee examination reveals a tenderness of the knee joint, especially in the medial compartment, and weight bearing is most painful. Period. At a long discussion with patient regarding treatment plan, and all her questions are answered to her satisfaction, and she verbalized full understanding. Period. Same patient, Elena Forlius, date of birth is 09-03-1952, examination date is 07-11-2025, period next line, chief complaint, colon patient came today, the chief complaint of neck swelling, period next line, subject to colon, patient stated that she has noticed puffiness of both the feet without any redness or pain, and she had similar episode 6 months ago. At that time, patient was given furosemide, and she got better, period next line. Review of system, patient denied dizziness, comma, headache, comma, chest pain, comma, short of breath, comma, nausea, comma, vomiting, comma, leg swelling or calf, correction, calf swelling or calf pain, or skin rashes, period, next line. Objective, heart examination has normal heart sounds without any murmur, the next line, lungs are clear bilaterally without any wheezing, the next line, neck is supple without any raised JVP, your next line, abdomen is slightly obese without any tenderness. Your next line, bowel sounds are active. Your next line, extremities has trace of pedal edema without any tenderness and there is no redness of the skin. Patient is able to ambulate without any assistance. Period. End of dictation.